One of the most common questions related to the use of bevacizumab with any cancer is the current relative or perhaps absolute contraindication in patients with brain metastases. In our faculty survey, we asked, quote, "Have you used or would you consider using bevacizumab in a patient with brain metastases?" Of great interest is that half the faculty answered yes and half no.
I answered it no. I've never used bevacizumab in people who have brain mets. Now, we're participating in the trial to answer that question, as I'm sure many of the people around the table are, where patients get their brain mets radiated first, and then they get treatment, and we'll have a sense of assessing toxicity and assessing what happens. But I really think that because of the restrictions that Alan placed on eligibility in his trial, I think you've got to follow in this setting, because of safety, an evidence-based approach, and I have not been using it in this setting.
Resected brain met.
Resected brain met the same way. They would not have been included in Alan's study.
Right.
How many of you would consider bevacizumab in a patient with a completely resected brain met?
I think after a long while, perhaps.
Even the clinical trials require 6 months.
Yes. That would be the time period that I would feel comfortable
Vince?
With. Yeah.
I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't we amending the current clinical trials to allow people with previously rated brain metastases? I mean, these contraindications have relative degrees of contraindication. Certainly, squamous histology and hemoptysis are a much more powerful contraindication than the one intracranial bleed in a phase 1 trial or whatever it was of bevacizumab. I mean, we're doing, this drug is incredibly active in or in combination in GBM, huge tumors with lots of edema, and we're undertaking big approval strategy trials there. So I have, and we usually get the blessing of a neurologist on board that it's okay to do it, but we certainly have done this.
Roy?
You say the key thing, Vince, the trials are being amended, and I think in the setting of a clinical trial,
Absolutely.
This is a question that has to be asked. It was somewhat arbitrary the way it was done. The data are emerging. The beta trial, for example, is being amended. The Atlas trial is amended. But the problem is to do it in common practice with all the other concerns, I would wait until the data are out there. I suspect that they will be there very soon, but there is a trial called Passport,
right,
which is basically looking to see if you can give any chemotherapy with Avastin in patients with previously treated brain mets. We have that trial open, and we'll use it for this group of patients.
Alan?
My view is that there's more lawyers than physicians in America, and I just think that you don't have a leg to stand on if something bad happens. Do I think we're going to be able to do it? I certainly do, but I think at this point, unless a patient is pretty adamant and is one of those super informed folks who has reams and reams of papers and is willing to state that they understand the risk and wish to proceed, I would consider it, but I have yet to do it.
It's really funny you bring that up, Alan, because I had two doctors who called me. So they weren't referred patients, but they were out in practice. And the patients specifically came to them and said, "I want Avastin, even though I have brain mets." And they asked me, "What would you do?" And my response was similar to Alan's. It's just, I don't know how much informed consent you can give if something bad happens.
Final comment from Marty.
What I would say is that as far as the brain met issue, I think that that probably was a little bit overcautious. I mean, you did have patients that I think on 4599 who developed brain mets during this as part of their progression and did not have any significant issues with that. So that may be an area of overcaution. However, as has been pointed out, the data will be there very shortly. The studies have been amended. It's being monitored extremely closely, and the information regarding brain metastases will be there pretty quickly, and we'll know. And I think, once again, the thing that we are seeing from 4599 is this is a good regimen in a good performing status group of patients, and I would err on the side of fairly extreme caution before bringing it into others based on some of what I've seen and heard about in colon cancer as you bring it into a greater, more elderly population, which in a way is more analogous to the lung cancer population.